Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. The big question in the world of e-commerce is, will UPS follow FedEx in overhauling its pricing for ground shipping? FedEx announced last week that instead of basing the price of a package just on weight, starting next year, FedEx is going to factor in size, too. That could have a big impact on online retailers like Amazon and how much they charge all of us to ship things. Joining us now from WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, is Sucharita Molpuru, retail analyst at Forrester Research. Sucharita, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, how significant is this change from FedEx?
Well, it is and it isn't. The main change is this announcement that certain packages that they ship via ground are going to have this dimensional weight component. So instead of these packages just being assessed their fee based on weight alone, it also takes into account how large of a package it is. They've already had that type of measurement and pricing scheme for their express packages and their large ground shipments. So it's just adding that scheme to an additional layer is how it's been presented.
Which means it wouldn't make sense for me to, for example, order a bunch of different pairs of shoes from Amazon and then send back the ones that I don't like.
That is the big question, is who does it affect and what types of packages does it affect? It seems that it would affect packages that are less than 3 cubic feet that seem to have a lot of air in them, or anything that there is a large space that it takes in a box, but it may not be heavy because now you're going to have to pay more for the actual size of the box. So it could be anything. It could be like a toaster, for instance. That's actually what was an example cited in the Wall Street Journal the other day of one particular item that has a lot of cube, that's the term in the carrier industry, that represents the size of the package. And that would actually be an item, for instance, that could be up to 40% more expensive to ship now because of the volume that it takes in a truck.
Or it could be toilet paper or something that is very big but doesn't weigh very much.
Exactly. And I think that the analysis there for toilet paper was that that too would probably be about 30 to 40% more expensive if the shipper were assessed this new rack rate. Of course, if you're a large volume shipper, you're always going to get discounts and you're not likely to have to pay the rack rate that you and I would have to pay if we were to go walk into a FedEx office location.
So why is FedEx doing this now?
I think that there are some larger issues with the carrier industry overall and the fact that sectors like e-commerce are growing very, very rapidly. And there's a little bit of a supply and demand imbalance in which there is rapid growth with e-commerce packages and there hasn't been enough of a cost increase to manage some of that growth. So what you see is sometimes inefficiency in the way that the packages may be configured or the size of the boxes that shippers may be using. And part of this, I think, is to create a little bit more efficiency from the shipper standpoint and also to, you know, wherever there is a need to ship these packages, to make sure that there is, you know, a level of profitability that is needed to make it worth everybody's time.
Sure, but isn't FedEx worried that doing something like this might scare off Amazon and Amazon may decide, okay, fine, we're going to ship all of our packages through UPS?
Well, there's likely to be some type of equilibrium in the market, particularly amongst the larger carriers, I expect. I mean, typically when one carrier has a change in their prices, the other carriers often will go in lockstep for the same type of offer. So that's probably what is going to be the more realistic scenario. Now, that does raise a question of what are an e-commerce company's other options?
Yeah.
And there are a number of regional carriers that are burgeoning. And they basically will do the last mile and they'll deliver packages for some of these larger e-commerce companies and they underprice the major carriers all the time.
But if companies like Amazon, e-commerce companies, are going to stick with the shippers that will raise the prices, where does that leave them? How much of an impact does it have on their sales and how much of an impact does it have on people that shop on Amazon?
Well, it's a good question, and I don't know that we're going to know the exact answers. Now, you know, as I said, I think that there are two big effects that price changes like this have. One is that it makes retailers much, much more efficient. And what you end up having is instead of, for instance, an item that probably doesn't make sense to be shipped in a box, you may have it shipped in a poly bag, for instance, like clothes. Clothes really don't need to be shipped in a box. Mm. And it's more efficient. It's cheaper. You can squeeze more into a truck when you poly bag certain items. So I think part of the incentive here is to drive companies to greater efficiency in their packaging. Amazon's already pretty efficient. I mean, they actually have optimized box cutters that can create boxes of new sizes depending on the item that goes into an order. But maybe this could even make them more efficient with respect to that. But the other opportunity here is, in fact, to really, I think, create a little bit more of a market that balances supply and demand and really, really passes the true cost of something like shipping toilet paper onto the retailer, ultimately the customer, because it may not always make sense to purchase certain items online. And I think that as consumers, we've lost a little bit of sight of that because there have been so many free shipping offers.
Yeah.
And there may not have been a lot of the visibility into the cost accounting and some of the inefficiencies that existed in doing things like shipping these very low margin, low cost items to your home.
Suchiri Dimalpuru, while we have you, let me ask you about another story that has Amazon in the news about the idea that knockoff products are rising to the top when you search for items on Amazon. This is being reported in the Wall Street Journal this week. What can you tell us about that?
The idea and some of the speculation comes from the fact that there is a process in the Amazon distribution centers called co-binning, in which there is merchandise from different sellers, from different companies that all get associated together. So say, for instance, there is a KitchenAid mixer and it may be sold by five or six different companies. It all gets classified as the same KitchenAid mixer. And when somebody purchases that product, the first KitchenAid mixer that's closest to the customer gets pulled and shipped. And unfortunately, because there hasn't been that clear demarcation of which item was initially belonged to which seller, in some cases, some sellers may have counterfeit product or lower quality product or product that, you know, because the condition of that product isn't fully known, the consumer may purchase a product and it could get shipped from one of these sellers that may not be all that reputable.
So is it time to end commingling?
It should be time to end commingling for this reason, because it is very, very difficult to know exactly what is in every single box and to manage the integrity of all of that merchandise, especially when you have the dozens of distribution centers that Amazon has and the millions and millions of products that they carry on their site. But, you know, I mean, that's something that, you know, there are tremendous efficiencies that come out of that process. There are also significant risks and there's a downside associated with them.
Suchiri Dimalpuru, retail analyst at Forrester Research, joining us to talk all about Amazon. Sucharita, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
You're listening to Here and Now.